Welcome back to the Bunt Sports Show on Monday. We are beginning yet another week. Nothing new on the Arkansas coaching search. Last we talked to you, things were pretty much as they are now. Garrett McGee, Gus Malzahn, and some other names have been batted around. But I think Arkansas is looking to wait until after the season, probably name an interim coach, and then after the season, a la Ohio State, hire another coach. And I think the pool will be larger to choose from after the season, too. A lot of coaches are not going to give up their current positions in mid-April. Well, it is an interesting treat. We are joined by the college football professor, and do not look at your calendars. It is not the fall. We are not about to kick off the 2012 college football season, although I think a lot of us would like to be doing that, but we're not going to be doing that. It is spring. Spring is wrapping up for some teams and still underway for others, so the college football professor has some interesting insight into what's been going on in the world of college football. Professor, how are you? I hope you've had a pretty good offseason so far.
Doing great, doing great. You know, Jacob, I was thinking that football offseason has a lot of interest from sport fans. College recruiting, NFL draft. You know, a couple of years ago, the NFL draft of college players had a higher viewership than an NBA playoff game and a World Series baseball game. So I think that as we go through the spring, we have the spring games, later on, a couple of weeks, we'll have the NFL draft, then people begin to anticipate the beginning of the football season. And as we look at spring football teams moving toward fall, we ask these questions, don't we? Who returns? Who was the added recruits? We'll call those added value. And who will be the new marquee names? So looking at college football at this time of year is like going to the circus and spending your time backstage. Think about that, Jacob. You see the elephants walking around and you admire them. The lions and tigers are roaring locked up in their cages. The high wire act warming up, but at this time under a safety net. The clowns are practicing their stick. When September the 1st comes, the nets are removed, the cages will be opened, and the ringmaster will call out, "Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest show on earth, college football." What do you think about that, Jacob?
Well, I can't wait. I'm ready to kick it off tomorrow. The problem is, we're not. But I am excited, and I think everybody gets excited about spring and football, and I think it's when you can look at these teams and get a little bit of a glimpse. I think maybe sometimes we overdo it, how much of an impact spring football has on the regular season, but you can get a glimpse at the teams and what they look like. Auburn and Alabama both had their A-Day games last Saturday, as did a number of other teams, including South Carolina, Georgia, and other SEC teams, so let's take a look at some SEC teams. What notes do you have concerning Southeastern Conference?
Well, at this time, I'm going to give them some star rating, you know, like one star, two star, three, four, five, and just a few of the SEC teams. First of all, let's look at Arkansas. I'm going to give Arkansas three stars. Now, Arkansas, if you were to describe what's going on, you'd call it turmoil. Now, if we could use some TV and movie themes that have taken place, it might help us to understand. But we know, Jacob, that Peyton Place is taking place in New Orleans with the Saints.
Or in Denver.
Right. And then Dallas has moved from Dallas to Arkansas, and J.R. Ewing just got caught in Fayetteville, and Boss Hogg was riding on a hog, and it wasn't in Dallas or South Fork, it's there in Fayette, Arkansas, and they've got a mess on there.
Well, you know, I was wondering earlier today, just thinking about the Arkansas coaching search in my mind, you know, obviously Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys, is a former Razorback player, alumnus. He is a big one there in Arkansas, as well as Dallas. So I was wondering, after the Cowboys season, I'm sure they'll have another 8-8 season and miss the playoff by a game, he's going to fire Jason Garrett. So maybe he just wants to donate Jason Garrett to Arkansas, and just that's the way they can fill their head coaching void. I don't know.
That might happen. Well, let's look at LSU, and I'm going to give LSU four stars. I don't think we can give anybody five stars until we see them closer to the form that they're going to be in the season. But, you know, LSU, Jacob, has a lot of quality returning, and value added through continued strong recruiting. And they're led by a clown, but under that hat is a good football mind. And then there's Vandy.
I'm not responsible for anything the college football professor might say.
And then there's Vandy. We're going to give Vandy 2 stars. A lot of returning players, value added, but more will be expected of them than usual, and I don't think they're ready for center ring yet. And then there's South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest loss for them are wonder. You know, we wonder how Marcus Latimer will return after his injury and recovery. But we know one thing. They have the ringmaster, Steve Spurrier.
Well, they got a lot of talent, too, though. I watched their spring game. I think they're the favorite in my book right now in the East. Yes, even over Georgia.
And then Auburn. We'll give them 2 stars. Now, they lost Dyer, Michael Dyer, but they gained Corey Grant. We'll just see what happens there. They have some good players coming back, but they lost some key players.
Mm-hmm.
But their season last year wasn't all that impressive. But I look for them maybe to be a little bit improved.
Well, a couple of thoughts on Auburn. First of all, their game, Gene Chizik said you couldn't look at the stats in the game. Well, my thing is, if you can't look at the stats in the game, what can you look at? The scoring is so confusing how they do that at Auburn spring game, so you can't look at that. As far as the quarterback position, you're right. Clint Mosley, Kyle Frazier, I think they both are going to be vying for that position, and the question is, who gets it? And I don't think any Auburn fans that I've heard from since the spring game are very happy with what went on and the lack of transparency. I mean, what is the situation? Gene Chizik said you couldn't glean much from the spring game. I don't know. It just, a lot of things are confusing right now in Auburn.
One of the newcomers, Jacob, to the SEC is Missouri. I'm going to give him 3 stars. I think they have a solid football team. Now, I do say this. They have some injuries that may bring a damper on their season, but they also have Beckham.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of those players that we're wanting to watch.
Well, and James Franklin, the quarterback.
Right. But I'll have to say this. We're anticipating a big-time act when the Ozark Hillbillies get together with the Mountain Men from Tennessee in the mountains of Tennessee. And then another newcomer is Texas A&M. I will give them 2 stars. I think they have some good players coming back. But I believe the loss of Tannehill is going to be pretty important.
I think
because
so, too.
Not only was he an outstanding player, he was a playmaker. And I believe he was a great leader. And I'm also expecting just a little bit of a coaching drop-off this year.
Yeah, I would agree with all that.
And then there's Alabama. I'm going to give Alabama 4 stars. And, Jacob, if it's all right with you, let's look a little bit more in depth at Alabama. We'll look at some of the other teams at a later time. First of all, a few takeaways from their spring game, or spring scrimmage, I guess would be more appropriate to call it. We must remember from the game like this that there's a lack of specific strategy in the game. I mean, who in the world, what coach would put out the kind of plays or formations he's going to be using the first game in the fall in a scrimmage for people to see? So the offensive sets, the plans for next season, all that wasn't used. But when we think about it, as a result, there may be a little bit of a lack of intense focus. So we don't read too much into how many passes are completed, what is the percentage, how many yards gained by a particular runner, or how many interceptions thrown, or those kind of things. But what we can see is talent, desire, and passion for the game, and improvement of players. And let's list, Jacob, let's list maybe 5 or 6 such players that really look like they've taken a step forward. And the first one is Cody Mandel, the punter. He was simply outstanding. And if this carries over, this improvement carries over to next season, he's going to be a weapon for them. What do you think about that?
No, I think the kicking game is an area where Alabama obviously has to focus on. How many missed field goals did they have against LSU the first time, against LSU the second time, and in other games last year? So punting, I think, was, I don't know about but punting. Alabama's always had a difficulty with punting, so I do think that that is going to be an area that they'll have to emphasize, but field goal kicking especially.
And then the second person I want to mention is Robert Lester. I just have the feeling that he has had 2 very good seasons. Remember, year before last, he was one of the tops at interceptions. Last year, they threw the ball away from him. But he just looks like a big-time player. And I'm going to say at this time that I'm expecting him to be one of the top performers in the country next year. And then a couple of young guys that impressed me in their spring scrimmage, Christian Jones and Kenny Bell. They look like they're ready for big seasons. What do you think?
Well, I would say that Alabama's return game has always been pretty stellar since Nick Saban got there. You had Javier Arenas and Marquise Mays. I think Christian Jones will offer no drop-off at that position. And yeah, I think Kenny Bell has a chance to be the number one receiver Alabama has this year. Remember, this is a position that's wide open. Deron Carter, well, we don't really know what's going on with him. Future is still unclear. No Julio Jones. Marquise Mays is no longer there either. So that obviously leaves a position for somebody to step up. Kenny Bell, very fast. I think he could be the difference at that position, Alabama. I think their receiving corps is as good as he can be.
I also thought, Jacob, that Phillip Sims showed a great deal of improvement. He still holds the ball a little too long, but he's a solid backup. I have to say that Philip Ealy looked like he wouldn't, you know, if came down to it, had to put him in the game, he's not going to be chopped liver back there. So I think the depth of quarterback looked pretty good. And then one player, Jacob, that I would mention is Tanae Patrick. I think he showed the talent and explosiveness that we've been looking for since he's been at Alabama. He hadn't had a stellar career so far. He's done well. But all of a sudden, I believe he's ready to step forward and be a really outstanding player. And then the sixth, maybe it'd be two or three players I'd mention in a collective group. John Fulton, Trey DePriest, and Vinny Sinceri. They look ready to take on major roles. And, of course, Jacob, I think you would agree that the offensive line, they should really be solid. And our quarterback seems to be very solid. And newcomers like Dee Hart and T.J. Yeldon are explosive.
Yep.
And then on defense, there were some players like Wilson Love, Adrian Hubbard, Jeffrey Pagan. They seem ready to make an impact. And then one player that I'm really looking, I believe is going to do a lot for the Alabama team, and that is Brent Callaway. He looked really productive as an H-back position. And maybe that would be that he will take over where Smelly left off, because he really looks good. And being a former running back, an outstanding running back, by the way, and he gets the ball in his hands and he looks like he can catch it well, he could really be an important player in this coming year. And then I think in that game, if you observe the fact that they had about five or six tight ends that caught several balls, and they looked good catching the ball.
Mm-hmm. No, I think Alabama's always used the tight end since Nick Saban has arrived. I think that's one thing that has improved their offense, the fact that if you're a defense now, you have to account for those tight ends because they can catch the football, which is, you can't always say that for college football teams. Some use their tight ends and some do not. So that's what you see in Alabama.
Well, really, this team, just from observing up close, it seems to have about 40 big-time players. And it's not often that you see a team so talented. The question will be, can they be one at purpose? What about their mission, of commitment to mission, their unity, their continued development, which will take place between now and August 1 when they report, or 2 or whatever day they report early in August. And then I believe that running back with different ones that they have, that's going to be a question, but I believe they'll be good. And then the defensive line, those two things, running back development and the defensive line development, might be the key. Now, Eddie Lacy didn't take place in the full activities of the spring, and Johnson Fowler, to me, Jacob, he didn't look explosive as I saw him last year during the games. And then, of course, Yelding and Hart look ready to be big-time players.
Well, as you examine this Alabama spring, how would you compare it to 2010? Because a lot of Alabama fans are eager to know if this team will respond from winning the national championship in a better way than that squad did, that had all the talent in the world. Probably the most talented team Saban has had since coming to Tuscaloosa was in 2010. Obviously, they fell three games short of going undefeated, had a really lower-than-standard year by most fans' account. So how does this team stack up against that team in terms of will and resolve so far as you examine the spring?
Using our circus theme, backstage, they really look good. They look like they could be just as good as last year's team. But what will happen when they bring those talented players? They have a lot of talented players when they bring them out into the center ring. That's the question, and that's the question we cannot answer at this time. I'm sure that the coaches have some sense of how that's coming. I would imagine some of the players sense the direction that they're headed in. But one thing we can, I think, feel comfortable about, Jacob, is that we can expect the LSU-Alabama game to be center ring next year when the lights go on.
No, I don't think there's any doubt that that game will be at the top of SEC games to look out for heading into the 2012 college football season. Well, another good show with the College Football Professor. We will, of course, talk again as we approach college football season in the fall. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll have more on the Arkansas situation as it continues to develop. No word yet on where they're going to go, but when we get it, we'll let you know. And also, Florida. How did Urban Meyer leave Florida? We'll have some interesting insight on that later in the week. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.